to Italian Pod's news and features show In Piazza.
Let me do the intro song. Pa 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 pa. You like the song? Okay, so this is the show where we talk about the new things. New things that happens almost every hour here, but it's hard to keep track. So today we just remember, we can tell you a lot of new stuff that's coming up.
Well, you have a big change. It's going to be happening on the 1st of September, 2008. So that's coming up in about a week.
And then other news are that Catherine got a new shirt that is very Baroque. And I am.
It's actually not new, but that comment is getting old. Really fast.
But we forgot to do a new show about that, so we're doing it now. And the last news is that I am moving out. So if you know about places everywhere, anywhere, they're cheap, or you want to share a house with me, let me know.
I'm cutting you off. All right,
okay.
Cutting you off. No more mic for Marco. Okay. All right, we do have some serious news to talk about, though. Seriously. All right, and with us today is Ross from marketing. You might remember him from one of our culture shows, all about Rome. Ross is here to answer a few questions we have about this change, because we have questions too, I guess, and yep. And we want to know, just like you do, what's going to be changed and how the community is going to be affected. So can you maybe describe a little bit what's going to be happening, how day-to-day people are going to see changes on the site?
Okay, so in the past we would have all of our audio lessons, all our content that's available for free, but now, as we want to invest more time and resources into improving the product, we will be restricting the audio content to free content to just newbies. So every week they'll be able to access all the newbies, also will be free, and the cultural show and the news and features show will also be free. But the higher levels will require payment.
Because they're harder, actually, it makes sense. No, but I still have the 7 days free trial where
correct.
I can access to everything, right?
Correct, yes.
Seven days, I can see whatever I want.
All right, yep. So anyone visiting the site is going to be able to access everything, kind of tinker around with it and try it and play
definitely.
With it for about a week.
Definitely.
And then make a decision as per how they want to invest, because
exactly.
there are different pricing schemes, right, according to what content you want to be able to access.
Correct. We have all the different levels, from basic to premium. So basic, I mean, you can access it for as little as $5 per month.
And that how means much that is that in euros, please?
In euros, it's about 3.2 or something.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm not too sure.
You're so poor in America.
I'm not too sure. But basically, that means once you have a basic account, basic or a premium, you can access all the lessons, all the lesson podcasts and such. And basic, you can access the PDF, and then premium, you can access all the different content, like the exercises and the vocabulary manager and things like that. So what we're trying to do is, by doing this, we're trying to add more value. Instead of spreading ourselves thin and trying to provide for everyone, we're really trying to invest our time and effort into our loyal paying customers.
And visitors to the site, if I'm not mistaken, are going to be able to check out the comments that are made in
sure.
all the areas of the site, so under
yeah.
lessons and community. So that's not going to be cut off.
No.
But to be able to comment under a lesson, you're going to have at least a basic.
Yes,
kind of.
Yeah. And then for students maybe who don't have that much money at hand, we also have the student discount is still there. The pricing doesn't change at all. The pricing doesn't change. It's just the free audio will be restricted to newbie and the culture show and the news and features show. And then all the other features like the dictionary and pronunciation.
So all the special resources that we have, like the dictionary, the grammar guide, the pronunciation guide, those are all still available as free content.
Yep.
And then again, we have newbie lessons that you can listen to for free.
Sure.
And as a new visitor to our site, you can definitely check out all different levels with the 7-day free trial.
Sure.
So
yeah, if you've never come to the site before, if you just subscribe through iTunes, it's a good idea just to come to the website, sign up for an account, takes 2 seconds, and you can access everything, all the content, all the lessons, and then decide whether or not you're interested in a basic or a premium. So just to remind everyone that for the paying users, nothing changes, and over time they're actually going to see more and more value added to the service.
We are trying to continually improve the service and add to it and make sure the Italian Pod is great for you, our listeners, and we are welcoming any questions or comments that you might have. You can email us at italianpod@praxislanguage.com. So if you're a paying customer already, you probably don't have to worry about any of this stuff, because nothing's going to be changing for you as far as your access to what we've got on the site. And if you are not a paying customer right now, you still have the chance to subscribe to a 7-day free trial and check out all of our newbie lessons and check out the conversations and comments on the site. So please do check out the site and let us know what you're thinking. All right, so thanks for your support, your continued support, and ciao a tutti.
Ciao, thank you, Ross, for your sweet words.